Blessings, everybody. This is Dale. Thank you so much for joining with me today on the Word Podcast. Woo, it's been a wild night. Here where I live, we had a bit of a storm occur. And, you know, a lot of people in the southeastern part of the United States did. It really doesn't matter what time you listen to this podcast. You can say that we've had a storm that night. But this was a wild one. We were actually at a church staff retreat, and we were on the coast, the Atlantic coast of North Carolina. And this thing basically ramped up into a strong tropical storm and had a couple. I mean, one of the guys on staff here, he lives way down east, and said they clocked 102 mile an hour wind down there. And so we didn't have it that strong, but it was enough that the house was rocking all night long, that kind of thing. So anyway, I'm just amazed at the what the scripture tells us, guys. Okay, I tell you what, you need to do this. You need to do this. It says the heavens declare the glory of the Lord. The heavens declare the glory of the Lord. You need to look at the heavens. You need to pay attention to creation. You may be on the mountaintop looking out, paying attention. You may be at work being able to look out a window. Is that not great, having a workspace that has a window? You know, that kind of thing. It may be during a commute on the way home or the way to work, whatever it may be. It may be at the end of the day where you're just sitting on the front porch. But consider the heavens. There's a reason the Lord said that about the heavens, that the heavens declare the glory of the Lord. I'm going to tell you some things that I'm not going to get into right now, okay? I've mentioned some of these things in the past, but not really. And I may slow roll it over the next few weeks, months, and years, or whatever. But the heavens declare the glory of the Lord. And I believe the Lord told us that because he knew that the enemy would use the heavens to undermine God's creation. He knew he would do that. And we are experiencing that, have been experiencing that. My lifetime, it's really been ramped up the last 500 years. Yes, I said 500 years. I could take you back to things that happened 500 years ago right now, okay, where you can see where this battle has been ramped up. The heavens declare the glory of the Lord. Look at the heavens, folks. Pay attention. Don't pay attention with the rose-colored glasses of what you think is your knowledge. Because honestly, we have little knowledge of what we're looking at. We have a lot of information we have been told, but a lot of that information is incorrect at best. And honestly, most of it is forthright lie. And there's reasons for that, which we won't get into right now. But anyway, even in the midst of the turmoil of a blustery day, we watched an ocean go from just smooth to frothy like you would not believe. And in the midst of it all, I'm sitting there declaring the glory and the wonder of God because of what we're seeing within creation. So do likewise. Just pay attention. Pay attention to the breeze. Pay attention to the clouds. Pay attention to the sun, moon, and stars. Okay? Pay attention. What do you see? We're going to see a lot of this in the Psalms. We've already seen some of it in the Psalms. And if we really paid attention to the Word of God, and if we really paid attention to what we see, we would realize that what we think we know is grievously incorrect. Okay? Now, we're in the seventh Psalm. Sorry about that. Didn't mean to go down that little rabbit trail, but there we are. The seventh Psalm, and this is the Psalm of David. Let me read the title to you. Here's what the title is. A Shigion of David, which he sang to the Lord concerning the words of Cush, a Benjaminite. So that's the title of this thing. That's what's, you know, in other words, this is what this Psalm is. Okay, first of all, we know it is of David, that David wrote. And it's a Shigion. And we saw this, I think, in the third Psalm. And we really don't know what this is. It has the classic thing. It may be a musical or a liturgical term. Well, no joke, okay? It may be a melody. It may be an instrument, this kind of thing. There's a little hint of it in Habakkuk 3. Verse 1, it says, a prayer of Habakkuk the prophet according to the Shigionoth. According to the Shigionoth, which is the form of this word right here. So it may be according to a liturgical type of format, according to a melody. We don't know, but David did. And notice that David's saying this to the Lord, which he's saying to the Lord. So David wrote this, and he's saying it to the Lord, and it concerns the words of Cush, a Benjaminite. So Cush had expressed some words, okay? And David responded by singing this to the Lord concerning the words of Cush. Cush is from the tribe of Benjamin. That's all we know about him. The scripture says nothing else about him. Of course, there's somebody else named Cush. Yeah, but not about this guy right here, Cush to Benjamin. That's all we know. And so at the beginning, you're thinking, well, so how do we know what's going on? Well, when you read the psalm, we will be able to strongly infer and understand what's happening. Let's just look at the first verse. Remember, David's singing this to the Lord concerning the words of Cush. And he says this, O Lord my God, in you do I take refuge. Save me from all my pursuers and deliver me. Verse 2, lest like a lion they tear my soul apart, rending it in pieces with none to deliver. Well, what can we infer about the words of Cush from this? Well, the first thing, David comes, he declares that God is Lord. You know, sometimes we can sort of ignore these things, and we don't do that. Because he says, oh, Lord, my God, he does it in the first verse. He's going to do it in the third verse. He's going to do it in the sixth verse. He's going to declare, oh, Lord, oh, Lord. Don't be flippant and just reading through that. He's declaring that the Most High God is Lord and is his God. And then David says, I take refuge in you, which means the situation and circumstance is one that requires refuge. But then he gets more precise. Save me from all my pursuers and deliver me. And we've already seen in the previous Psalms that David's got enemies. He's got pursuers, people that are trying to kill him physically, people that are trying to do all sorts of things to him. And he's saying, God, I'm taking refuge in you. I take refuge. And you know I do. Save me from them. But then he gives a little hint, I think, as to what the concerning the words of Cush is. Verse 2, lest like a lion they tear my soul apart, rending it to pieces with none to deliver. Whoever Cush is, whatever Cush was saying, it was stuff that was coming against David and ripping him apart at the soul. Yeah, David had asked, God, save me from people who want to kill me. I'm taking refuge in those who are pursuing me. Deliver me from them. But you know what, God? Save me from these that are trying to rip my soul apart. They're trying to rend it to pieces, my soul, to such a degree that none can deliver. That's how horrific it was. And he's saying, God, you are the only one that can save me from this. I find that none can deliver. Let me see. Psalm 50, he's going to pick this up. Mark this then. You who forget God, lest I tear you apart and there will be none to deliver. Yeah. He has this thought in his mind in a couple of the Psalms right here. But David is singing this to the Lord. Now notice again, he's singing it. It winds up being in the Psaltery, in the worship book of the Bible, the Psalms, in the worship book of the people of the Lord. What do you do when people are saying things and speaking words to you that are tearing your soul apart, trying to rip you to pieces, where you feel like there's nobody can deliver you? What do? You take refuge in God. And you just don't take passive refuge. You take refuge and you say, Lord, save me. Lord, deliver me. Tell you what, if we were to take these Psalms and pray them, and sing them and speak them this way, I think God would do transformative things in our lives and our situations. Well, again, I'm Dale. Thank you for your time, and I'll see you in the next episode. Goodbye.